A recent survey conducted by the international aid agency Oxfam found that women and boys face increasing danger in war-torn eastern Congo. The survey covered areas affected by the UN-supported government offensive against the Democratic Liberation Forces of Rwanda and other rebel groups. The head of Oxfam in Congo, Marcel Stossel, told us that the survey found that civilians suffer abuses not only by the rebel groups, but also by government forces.
The survey shows that the military operations still have a devastating effect on the civilian population. There are reports of rape, sometimes gang rape. There is a lot of looting going on. There is forced labor. There are illegal taxes that are raised at checkpoints. And abuses are committed by all sides, obviously by the rebel group, the FDLR. But also almost all communities have told us that they have suffered from abuses by the government forces. There are also good examples of behavior of government soldiers where they are disciplined and protecting the people. But elements of the army are abusing civilians. Now, why is that the case? There are different reasons. For example, lack of discipline. Those army units that have protected people and that have not abused people, they have been led by strong individuals that have disciplined their soldiers. So the lack of discipline is one reason. Then the lack of sanctions in general, the military justice system that is not functioning. And then some very basic things. Soldiers are deployed in the field. Sometimes they don't have pay for months. They don't have food rations. They don't have places to stay. So in short, what the civilians are saying is nothing less than a comprehensive army reform would be necessary so that the army can be more protective.